This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. We're talking about this garbage patch in the Pacific Ocean that is larger than the size of Texas. Now, Dr. Shealy, there's no way I can imagine that this could be accomplished, building a floating paradise of plastic and other trash in the Pacific Ocean that's larger than the size of Texas without the cooperation of the governments of the world.
Well,
impossible,
come on.
Impossible to do it.
What is the number one mafia in the world? Government.
Well, yes. Yep. And closely behind cartels, and here goes our last listener, when I say this, organized religion. Organized religion,
well, of course.
I believe, is another cartel. And I've been referring to organized religion in our household as the insurance cartel. Because I believe that people have been conned into believing that they have to be a member of an organized religion to get to the promised land or heaven. And I believe that you do not need to have a broker, a human broker, standing between you and your God. I believe that if you want to believe in God, that's wonderful. I think that's absolutely fabulous. But I don't believe that you need to have a hired gun, a bishop, a cardinal, a priest, a rabbi, a minister, or a preacher between you and your God. I believe that you can find your own God and you can believe in him or her or it, and you can do it without paying a tithe to a building and a organized cartel. I really believe that.
Oh, well, you know, I suppose if we look back in history, the two things that have been somewhat consistent as long as people have been around is government of some kind,
mm-hmm.
and crime of some kind.
Yes.
And the mix of the two is, about 50-50.
Yeah. And I was thinking, you know, I was raised as Roman Catholic, and I was educated by the Jesuits. And some people said, oh, my gosh, you know, those are two crime syndicates, and or the same crime syndicate with two divisions. And I actually am embarrassed of what the Holy Roman Catholic Church has done. Literally, class, you're not going to believe this, but you want to talk about torture, death, mayhem, destruction? The Holy Roman Catholic Church, according to my research, has hung people upside down.
Oh, cut
upside
off heads. Cut off heads.
Yeah. They've cut off heads.
Terrible.
Yep. And the absolute worst torture, the worst torture that I can think of, the Roman Catholic Church has done. And that is, have the arms and legs spread of a person hung upside down.
Right.
And then saw the person in half, starting at the crotch and working your way down.
Right. Now they are, and still, in my opinion, behind the scenes, among the most evil in the world. But it's no different. Look at the Baptist Church. I had an aunt once who, if she saw saw the Baptist minister park at the curb, she would lock the door and go hide in the closet.
Because was she afraid of being sexually tormented, abused, raped?
Yes.
Yeah. When I lived in Virginia, Dr. Shealy, I learned about this, the Baptist church in our little village. And what I was told was that the preacher had bedded a lot of the wives of the flock in his church. Just to help them with whatever their problem was, he would have sex with them. Now, if I were the husband of that wife and that minister or preacher did that to my wife,
I might wish to castrate him.
Absolutely. I wouldn't wait for the authorities. I would have a chat with that guy. Well, it'd be more than a chat. But absolutely, because it's unacceptable what these people are doing. And of course, you've heard the stories about the Roman Catholic Church and the pedophilia and homosexuality, and I'm telling you that we had a teacher when I was at this all boys Roman Catholic Jesuit taught institution. For 4 years, we had an instructor who was in the garb, the black robe, the white collar, who we referred to as, he was a history teacher, and we referred to him as HB. So what do you have for history? HB. What do you have for history? HB. Well, at my 25th reunion, high school reunion, I went in with Mrs. Finelli, and I was greeted at the entrance by one of the lay teachers, and his name was Vinny, same name as mine, first names, and he was also a history teacher. And I said to this history teacher, the lay teacher, "Hey, is Brother William going to be here tonight? You know, with all of the 25 year." reunion attendees?" And he said, "Homo Bill?"
And that's unusual, because actually years ago I had a 73-year-old Catholic priest come to me because he still was having problems with his homosexuality. And I asked him, I said, "There is a rumor that 70-some-odd% of Catholic priests are basically homosexual." And he said, "Yes."
Okay, so that was what I told about the 25th reunion is absolutely true. Now, we didn't call him per se Homo Bill as students. We called him HB. We called him HB, which stood for Homo Bill. And I think I mentioned this story as well. One of my boyhood friends from high school had a business, and the business was a flourishing business, and I happened to be in the same state traveling, so I looked him up. I looked up this business, and I found his phone number, and I called him, and I said, "Hey, I'm in the area. I'd love to come and see you. Would that be okay? Is it convenient for you to spend a few minutes with me?" And he said, "Sure." So he told me his new location. I drove out there, and Mrs. Finelli was doing something with her mom and dad. This was many years ago. And so I met with him, and we were in his office. And he leaned over, and we were chatting about all kinds of fun stuff. And then he leaned over across the desk, and he said, "Hey, were you ever approached by one of the brothers, one of the Jesuits?" And I said, "No." He said, "Oh, man." And he named this brother, and he said, "Yeah, he got me alone, and he ran out of there." And he said, "It was really pretty frightening, because this guy wanted to have his way with my friend." who was, you know, a teenager at the time. And so here's another story. So just two stories about, you know, the brotherhood. So if you have young children, class, and you're involved with any of these preachers who have these, all of these getaways, what would you call them? I don't know what the term is that you would use, where young people get together with older people and they go camping, those kinds of things, campouts, religious retreats, if you want to call them that. Be careful and make sure that you protect your children, because I think there's some hidden dangers lurking in these retreats, campouts, and so forth with preachers. And
oh, I'm totally with you. Interestingly, now, having been a member of the Boy Scouts for some 4 years, I never, ever have heard of a Boy Scoutmaster, I'm sure it happens, but it must be rare, you know, doing anything sexual with it.
Well,
with the troop.
Okay. All right. Let me burst that bubble. I talked to our. I was a Boy Scout and a Cub Scout too, and I didn't either. However, our boys were, and they said, "Oh, Dad, are you kidding? It's like a homosexual's paradise, you know."
Kidding?
No, I'm not.
My Scoutmaster was like a surrogate father to me.
Sure.
I mean, he was a friend as long as I was home, but certainly never anything untoward. Oh, well.
I didn't experience it either. But the Boy Scouts is a different organization. Boy Scout leaders vote to end a ban on adult homosexuals. The Boy Scouts.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the last thing, I mean, there was a ban that would prevent homosexual men from being involved as adults in scouting, but the Boy Scouts lifted that ban to allow homosexuals as Boy Scouts of America leaders and volunteers. Pretty, pretty sad. And so,
I would like to say, by the way,
I just
to be as clear as I can, I don't have any problem with adults, consenting adults, do whatever they want to do as long as they don't harm anybody. But when they go to kids, that's over the limit.
Yeah, yeah. And so we can talk a little bit more about this when we come back, class. But do your own research. Don't believe anything I say. Do your own research, and you'll probably find out that what we're saying is absolutely true. But it's time to make sure you do your own research, because there's a lot of bad fake news out there. But what we said is not part of that.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again. I finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy has been a broadcaster for decades, and he's an author of way over 30 books, and he writes a newsletter that you can subscribe to. You can get it free, just as I do, and just go to NormShealy.com and sign up for it. The list is not sold. It's not like Facebook that is willing to sell your data to anybody who will pay the price. So it's private between you and Dr. Norman Shealy. Dr. Shealy, the Boy Scout oath, law, motto, and slogan in outdoor code. Here they are. So the Boy Scout oath or promise is, on my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, and to obey the Scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. That is the Boy Scout oath or promise. And a Boy Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. The Boy Scout motto, be prepared. The Boy Scout slogan, do a good turn daily. And the outdoor code is, as an American, I will do my best to be clean in my outdoor manners, be careful with fire, be considerate in the outdoors, and be conservation-minded. That's what the Boy Scouts have taught me, I'm sure Dr. Shealy, and others as well. However, in 2014, the Boy Scout does a flip-flop that allows open homosexuals as troop leaders. Let me read you this. It's called LifeSiteNews.com. In Irving, Texas, July 2014, the Boy Scouts of America have changed their long-standing policy and will now allow open homosexual troop leaders. The executive committee unanimously passed a resolution to lift a ban on gay and bisexual adult leaders. The resolution passed by a committee of 17 will become, this is as of 2014, will become official Boy Scout policy if ratified by the National Executive Board on July 27th. The Boy Scouts have been moving toward endorsing homosexuality for years. The National Council voted to allow openly homosexual youths, boys, and young men identifying as gay to become scouts and participate fully in the Boy Scouts program, programs, counseling, personal training, and group trips. However, they kept a ban on gay troop leaders, which they were going to reverse. BSA President and former Secretary of Defense Robert Gates called on the organization to lift the ban on homosexuality. So that's what happened, Dr. Shealy.
Well, I didn't realize they lifted it on scout leaders. I thought they lifted it only on the boys. Oh, my, well.
Now it's everybody.
Nothing is safe anymore, anywhere.
Yeah. So from my perspective, class, you've heard me mention this, and I'm sure Dr. Shealy has an opinion. But I don't contribute to organized anything in terms of, you know, people asking me for money. I believe that there is too much potential for my hard work converted to money, if you will, to be subverted, diverted, misused for purposes that I absolutely don't approve of. And you can call that the, you know, the amount of money that is diverted by the executives for jet travel and jets and junkets and things that are not the purpose of the organization. Okay? And I refuse to do that. But what I will do is contribute my hard work, effort, and money to direct causes where I know where 100% of it goes where I think it's going to go. So if somebody's hungry, I don't give them money. I give them food. So when we come back, Dr. Shealy, if you'd like to comment, I'd love to hear what you have to say about that.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This can be slide in.
What are today's hot
last day?
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
That's Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, do you have any comments about what I mentioned about organized charities and how I do not give any of my hard-earned money to organized charities? However, I will help people directly when I know 100% of what I help them with goes to where I think they need the help.
Well, I think that's extremely smart, Vince. I have to admit I've not been that wise. But, you know, like, I've given more to Missouri State University than anything, everything else the rest of my life, probably. And I'm very pleased with the way they've used the, you know, the endowment that I gave them as the farm. But, in general, I don't trust most organizations, so I'm with you.
Well, class, for those of you who may not know, Dr. Shealy lives on an absolutely magnificent farm. And he gave the farm to Missouri State University, right? And would you mind sharing why you did that and what they're going to do with that farm and what your expectations are in terms
of education
and knowledge?
You know, my wife died in April of 2011, and she, of course, was the manager and chief operator of the farm. And I just did not have time to manage that and my medical work, so I donated the farm to Missouri State University, and they use it as their finishing farm for cattle. I think we have 116 head of cattle on the farm now. Mm-hmm. And also, I endowed a chair of conscientious psychology, which I'm very pleased. The young lady they've chosen for that is just a real ball of fire.
Yes. Yes, and I'm looking forward to having her on the air with us and talking about conscientiousness. I met her at your birthday party, and I think she's absolutely wonderful. And thank you for what you have done for humanity, Dr. Shealy. I have said this before, that probably in your absence, that you are a national treasure. And I really mean that. So thank you. Thank you, Dr. Shealy, for all of your hard work and the things that you do, that even when you face adversity doing them by the medical mainstream medicine, you still...
You know, I just ignore. You know, yeah. To me, that's another place where I detach. You know, interestingly, someone mentioned, I was in Northern Virginia, Fairfax, this past weekend for a workshop, and someone mentioned the 60-some-odd physician, holistic physicians who've been murdered in the last several years. And I said, well, and, you know, they wanted to know if I was worried about being attacked. I said, no, the bastards know that I'll haunt them if they kill me. Mm-hmm. So I just can't spend time worrying about it.
Okay. Let's see. Dr. Shealy, you know, I'm a gearhead, if you will. I like engines, and I like tinkering with them. And I'm never satisfied that they are running at the optimal level. I'm always looking for more performance, more frugality, if you will. I want more bang for my gasoline or fuel dollar, more bang for the buck, if you will. So I'm always looking at ways of improving the thermal efficiency, et cetera, from the internal combustion engine, which has not changed very much in overall design for 130 years, literally.
Wow.
It really hasn't. I mean, we still have pistons, and they go up and down. We still have rings. We still have valves. We still have four cycles, intake, combustion, explosion, exhaust. We still do that. You know, we've tweaked them, but they're, you know, more efficient, but it's still the same piston, crankshaft, camshaft, you know, valves, lifters, you know, valve system. You know, we've introduced computers, but, yeah, it's, you know, the pistons still go up and down, and there's still four cycles or four strokes of the internal combustion engine, whether it be diesel or gas power. They still have these four cycles. But so what people have done, and here's the analogy between the dinosaur-fueled, if you will, you know, petroleum-fueled engines, whether it be gasoline or propane or natural gas or diesel, they still have a lot of mechanics in common. And what some people have done to make their engines more powerful is they've increased the amount of fuel. So if you have a diesel engine, you can override the computer that controls how much fuel is delivered during each explosion, of the engine, and there are internal explosions. You'd certainly hear it if you didn't have a muffler and an exhaust system. If you just had wide open exhaust manifolds, you'd hear each one of these explosions at idle. But what people have done in diesel engines and also gasoline engines is they've introduced more fuel to make more horsepower and more torque. And you'll see this with the young people who will step on the accelerator of their diesel pickup truck at a traffic light, and you'll see a cloud of black smoke. That's unburned fuel. Now, my son and I have talked about this, and he's a gearhead as well, and I said to him, look, more fuel, more horsepower means it wears out faster. Okay? So yes, you can make more horsepower than the original designers of that engine had intended, but they designed it so that it would last, you know, longer than a year, because they have detuned the engine, made it stronger than maximum horsepower for a minimum amount of time. And so we've talked about that. Now, my question is a medical question. So we people can consume more fuel, but do we lower our engine's life expectancy by doing so? And simply I'm saying that if we put more fuel in the engine, we can make more horsepower, but the engine won't last as long. We've had race cars that we've made, drag strip race cars, that will make an enormous amount of horsepower for 6 seconds. And then the engine needs to be torn down and rebuilt because it's worn out 6 seconds. Literally, I'm not exaggerating, 6 seconds later. Because of the stresses that we put on it by adding more fuel, more air, and increasing the explosions. Well, are we doing the same thing, Dr. Shuley, in our lives by increasing the amount of calories that we are consuming? Are we shortening our life expectancy just by the sheer fuel that we're consuming?
Yes, indeed. I mean, we're not only consuming junk, but over 70% of people are consuming more than they need.
Right, so is that because, and I'm hypothesizing, is that because the byproduct of metabolism in our body is oxidation, which increases the risks of cancer, diabetes, and arthritis and so forth?
Well, I think it's only because of the excesses. In other words, people who are lean, for instance, have far, far fewer diseases of all kinds, from diabetes to heart disease to cancer, etc., just by having a normal body mass index of 18 to 24.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
there was an article several years ago called Premature Death, and the number one cause of premature death was obesity.
And that's something that we're doing to ourselves by not reading the packaging, not paying attention, assuming that, you know, these brightly colored boxes, cans, bottles, and jars are what we should be consuming without paying attention to the ingredients.
Yeah, with a total lack of common sense.
Mm-hmm. So that brings me to my next question, Dr. Shuley. Fats. I like avocados. I really do. And so I try to eat, a quarter of an avocado or a half of an avocado per day. Is that too much, or is that something that I should do?
Oh, that's a great fat. Fats in general, fats are not bad. It's fats eaten with carbohydrate that cause the problem. It's been known for 100 years. Fats themselves are not bad unless you consume carbohydrate with them. When you consume carbohydrate with fat, you burn the carbohydrate because it's easier. It takes less energy to burn carbohydrate. When you don't eat carbohydrate with fat, then you burn the fat instead of burning the carbohydrate.
Okay, so does that mean that fettuccine Alfredo, which is wheat noodles, combined with butter.
The problem there is the fettuccine is loaded with wheat, which is also bad now, but also with carbohydrates.
Right, and that's why I asked that, because we've got some fat in the cheese, in the Alfredo
the
sauce.
Is fine.
We've got some, right, and we've got some fat in the butter. And milk is added as well. So you've got butter, cheese, and milk, maybe a little bit of salt, maybe a little bit of pepper, but not much of those, you know, salt and pepper. But basically it's butter, milk, cheese as the sauce, which is lots of fat.
To eat the sauce and forget the noodles.
Yeah, okay. Well, that was my question, because combined, if a person has fettuccine Alfredo, regardless of whether you make it at home and you know the ingredients or whether you go to a restaurant and have it, boy, it's hard not to be tired after you have that.
Right.
It just knocks you out. Okay. All right, so fettuccine sauce is okay. Now, Frank Sinatra's favorite meal, and this was many, many decades ago, was a pasta called al yaul. And really what it is, and was, is simply extra virgin olive oil, garlic, fresh garlic, and on pasta, sometimes with diced tomatoes and chilies. That's it. That's all it is. Now, back then, let's say 30 years ago, would that have been okay as a pasta dish?
Yes.
With the wheat? Okay.
Well, before Roundup, pasta was okay.
Okay, so what do we do? When we come back, Dr. Shealy, would you tell us, how do we solve this problem? If we like pasta, how is there a way we can fix this and eat pasta without it destroying our bodies? Dr. Shealy and I'll be right back.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I want to thank Andy for engineering today. Andy always does a great job here at USA Prepares. And I want to mention that we brought up the fluorescent light scandal here at USA Prepares. I haven't heard anyone else talk about that. And how the EPA has shut down the manufacturing of fluorescent light bulbs, the tubes, in 2012 through 2014. And they're getting harder and harder to get. And people are replacing the fluorescent bulbs with the LED light bulbs. And they haven't really figured out that the reason they're doing it is because they can't buy the fluorescent tubes that they want because the EPA shut the manufacturing down. And it's causing a whole new surge in buying new light bulbs that replace the fluorescent tubes. These are LED tubes. Now, so I talked about that scandal. This week, I'm going to talk about another scandal. I figured out why we see fewer and fewer older cars on the road. And over the weekend, I replaced a camshaft with our son. We did a father and son project. We have an old Jeep, 1994, and the camshaft wore out, and the lifters wore out, and I figured out why. And so I'm going to expose that scandal sometime this week. I'm going to do a little bit more, put some more notes together so I can be coherent with this. But I'm going to expose this scandal as I see it about why we see fewer and fewer older cars on the road and more newer cars. Dr. Shuley, we talked about pasta. Do you have an answer for how do we fix this pasta problem? Is there something that we can do to still have fettuccine alfredo and aglio olio and traditional spaghetti and meatballs with a safe noodle? Is there a safer noodle than the Roundup?
Well, there are gluten-free noodles. And the nice thing about gluten-free noodles is they taste the same. You know, noodles themselves have no taste whatsoever. I mean, they're absolutely blah. It's only what you put on them that makes them taste good.
Okay.
So you can get gluten-free noodles, and yes, that Now, remember, they still have carbs, but the problem is not just carbs. It's the quantity of everything. And carbs just happen to replace a lot of real food for some people. 80% of your food should be alkaline-producing.
And what would that be?
Well, all the veggie vegetables and even potatoes are alkaline-producing. Most people, remember, the average person consumes 2.2 servings of fruits and vegetables combined a day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Instead of 5 to 8. So
okay,
the real
fruits,
problem
vegetables.
I'm sorry?
Fruits, vegetables, and we can have some potatoes, that's white, and sweet potatoes?
Well, sweet potatoes are even better metabolically than Irish potatoes.
Okay. All right. What else must we consume to get to that alkaline state, 80%?
Well, you know, it's scores, literally, of vegetables of various kinds, and they do include, and nuts and seeds. You know, nuts also are, of all the plant substances, they actually are among the heartiest of all.
Okay,
all nuts.
Do you have a favorite three or four nuts that you recommend and like?
Well, yeah, cashews, and although peanuts are really a legume, they are my favorite.
Okay. Cashews, peanuts. What about walnuts, almonds?
Excellent. They're tops, absolutely. Almonds, Brazil nuts, you know, I don't know a nut that's not good for you.
Okay. Now, when we have these nuts, Dr. Shuley, must they be ones that we have to crack open, or like peanuts in the shell, or can they be already shelled?
Oh, they can be already shelled, and of course, my favorite of all is peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Muckers, old-fashioned, where the fat separates, but you stir it up before you put it in the fridge.
Right. Okay. So peanut butter, almonds, walnuts, cashews.
Chicory, Brazil, pecans, they're all good.
Now what about pistachios?
Excellent.
Salted
excellent.
Pistachios are okay?
Oh, superb.
Okay. All right. I like them, but I eat them in moderation. I really do.
Well, you know, moderation in everything, including meat. And, I mean, everything is common sense.
Okay. Dr. Shuley, what I've been doing is the dinner plates that we used to use for lunch and dinner, not anymore. I use a dessert plate. I use a dessert plate size for all my meals, and that way I don't overeat. Just a little tip that I...
Wisdom personified.
Thank you, Dr. Shuley. See you next week.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.